I'm Gavin Dahl. You're listening to Express Yourself. And next up, I am first joined by an Express Yourself trainee and my co-host for this last segment, Babs Frodo. Thanks for coming in, Babs.
Thanks for having me, Gavin.
And tell us why you are excited to get involved in arts and culture coverage here at Community Radio KDNK.
Well, I think there's just so much amazing stuff going on in this valley, and I'm so excited to have landed in a place like this. I moved from the Front Range, and it's just filled with amazing people. So ultimately, I would love to get to meet more of those folks and help them share their stories.
And speaking of sharing stories, we've got a very special guest live in the studio right now, Jill Cohn, local rock star. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's really fun to be here today.
Yeah, good to have you back at KDNK, one of our favorites. And Jill is performing tonight at Marble Distilling on Main Street in Carbondale. And we're going to hear a few original tunes live in studio. But right now, we're going to first start with a new single, Possibilities, from your latest album, Balanced on the Rail. Real quick, before I hit play on this, tell us about how this song came together and how it was written.
The song is about all the possibilities that exist in the later half of your life, and some surprising things that you wouldn't even think would happen, like falling in love again. So that's where the song comes from.
I got to ask you, I see Bobby Mason's name on the credits. he worked on this with you?
He did, yeah. A friend of mine connected me with Bobby Mason, and I was in the middle of the song and got stuck on the bridge. And so I went up and had a songwriting session with Bobby, and we wrote the bridge together for the song.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. That's so cool. All right, well, we're going to check out Possibilities from Jill Cohn on KDNK.
Take your hand to the possibilities.
So this is Babs Froda. You're listening to Express Yourself. And that was one of the newer songs, Possibilities, by Jill Cohn, who we have in here. Jill, that was wonderful. That was such a sweet song.
Oh, thank you, Babs. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
You guys are the first station in the country to play the new single. So I really wanted to, I was really excited when we got a chance to come on the air today. So thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, I mean, a big part of this is learning about what gets people to this point. So do you mind sharing a little bit about your journey?
Well, originally I'm from Seattle. You guys know that because I've been coming to the Valley for about 20 years as a touring singer-songwriter. And, I don't know. I just keep putting out music and keep touring and every day grateful for this life. You know, it's definitely, I think when you first start out as a musician, you have these big dreams. But someone told me once, you know, have like some smaller dreams too. And it's such a nice thing that somebody told me that, because those smaller dreams are the ones that are like daily, you know, you can kind of make come true just on your own as a touring musician, you know. So it's pretty crazy. I've been doing this a long time. I think even the first tour I did without a cell phone. So that's how long I've been doing it.
Fun. Well, nice. So what about, you said it's important to have those little dreams. And what I think about is kind of almost like having a system, right? It's not about the outcome, but it's how you live your life, the day to day. And I was curious, you know, what is your daily practice around being a musician?
Well, I have the real privilege of also teaching music. Oh. And so really every day I've got one of my instruments in my hands. And that's kind of part of the discipline of being a musician, is just constantly bonding with your instrument and letting it know that you care. So this latest record, it's been out about a year and a half, but we waited a while to release a second single because we wanted to continue breathing life into the release. Something that's really special about Balanced on the Rail is I co-wrote several songs on the record. That one with Bobby Mason that we heard, Possibilities, but also an aspiring lyricist here in Carbondale, Kitty Riley. She wrote two songs with me on this record too. So it's been a special release in that over my career, I haven't really co-written with folks. So this is a really new thing for me, and it's so much fun to play the songs because they're not just my own little micro viewpoint, but I'm sharing that with other people now. So it's pretty cool.
Wonderful. It's all about collaboration, right?
Yeah, ultimately. And I think I've been too much of a soloist my whole life. So like tonight at the gig, I've got Mark Brule, who's going to be playing guitar with me, and he's fantastic. Another local Carbondale guy. So tonight's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Wonderful. And was there another song that you were hoping to share with us?
Oh, I'd love to. This song is a song about new beginnings, and I wrote this with Kitty Riley. And I must say, she wrote the lyrics. I wrote the music, and I fell in love with the lyrics. So I'm so forever grateful that she allowed me to put some music to this song, and it's called The Shoe Song. Bought myself new shoes today, laced them up, I went out the door. I said, hey, shoes, where do you want to go? They said, nowhere that we've been before. We went outside, looked around, brushed bad memories from my face, shrugged my shoulders, let them drop, headed out to a brand new place. I got kicks for the road, new ways to choose. I got kicks for the road, just the blues to lose with a new pair of shoes. New directions can be strange, brand new shoes can be tough. I will not be afraid, shoes are made to get scuffed. I got kicks for the road, new ways to choose. I got kicks for the road, just the blues to lose with a new pair of shoes. Okay, shoes, let's take a walk. Go right today, go left tomorrow. All good things are straight ahead. Leave behind all your sorrow. I got kicks for the road. New ways to choose. I got kicks for the road. Just the blues to lose. With a new pair of shoes. Kicking it down the road. With a new pair of shoes. Skipping away from your house with a new pair of shoes. Okay, shoes, let's dance.
Wow. Wow. That actually is familiar. I think I've actually heard that song. Is that possible?
It could be possible. Yeah, I probably heard it right here on KDNK. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the Shoe Song live in studio. Jill Cohn, her latest record is Balanced on the Rail, playing tonight at Marble Distilling, starting at 7 o'clock. And, you know, Marble is a really fun space. You never know how the crowd is going to shift throughout the night. So, you know, sometimes it's like the intimate coffee house vibe, and then sometimes it's like a packed Friday night, you know, raging party. And it seems like one of the things about your sound, Jill, is that you do have this range where you can rock out and you can do folk and you can, you know, take us down a journey of a song's story, but also kind of play, you know, sit and get into the rhythm. When you play different spaces, what's it like for you as a performer? Do you ever get into a situation where there's too many people talking and you're kind of like, why am I here? Or do you, you know what I mean? Or do you, as you tour, do you find yourself in very different spaces?
Every night is different, and every night is a different adventure. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if I find my head going towards that place of non-gratitude, but I'm actually at a gig, I'll really, like, check myself there and change my attitude and do whatever I can to change my attitude in that moment. Because, you know, I'm grateful to have work and to be able to work at what I do. I'm not really good at too many other things. So that would suck if I had to get another job. So, you know, so for me, no, I love the adventure of every night's going to be different. And, you know, you'll be surprised. Sometimes you'll be in the most loud, chatty room and you think nobody's listening. And then somebody comes up and talks to you at the end of the night and starts rattling off the songs that they liked. It's like, oh, wow, you were listening. Cool. Thank you. So, you know, you never know how your music is going to work its way into the evening. But that's kind of the magic of it, you know, and I'm cool with being background and I'm cool with being up front too, you know, so either way and anything in between is always good.
You mentioned earlier that KDNK listeners who are familiar with you know you're originally from Seattle and now based in Colorado, but traveling, of course, a lot for music. I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually from Seattle, too. And I would say there's a big difference, in my opinion. I want to ask you if you agree. I feel like Seattle audiences tend to spend a lot of time, I'm trying to try to do this on the microphone, kind of scratching their chins, you know, and they're actually having a good time often, but they're kind of a little more solemn, a little more kind of droopy, like, you know, kind of stern. But I feel like Colorado audiences are much more visually embracing the performance. What do you think?
Every town is different.
That's true.
Every state is different. I think Coloradoans, just like this state, we're a very eclectic people, you know, and so it's fun. Sometimes I forget when I'm in like a bar situation that I can actually launch into a ballad and people will embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like there's other places like Northern California, for example, you know, you can't get caught playing a ballad or the owners won't have you back because they think you're too sleepy. So, you know, so every place is really different, but Colorado is really cool that way in that you can kind of play deep into your own songbook plus covers and people seem to really, you know, enjoy that. And yeah, Seattle audiences, I think it's just that coffee house culture. They're very quiet, and it's also, you know, it's dark up there. It's rainy. It's cold. It's not much to talk about. But I love it there. I miss it. But you know, Colorado really suits me so much better. There's so much sunshine here, and it's been a blessing living in the valley. It really has been.
Wonderful. So one thing that I really heard was how you mentioned changing your attitude when you're up there and you have these different types of audiences, right? And so sometimes you might not be feeling that gratitude. And the show is called Express Yourself. It's all about taking that chance to really let the inner you come out and, you know, be what it may of how people receive you. So what is there a mantra, or is there a thing that you tell yourself to kind of get you ready to put yourself out there, or while you're in that process and maybe you don't have a super receptive audience, like what do you tell yourself?
That I'm grateful that I get to play music one more day, and you know, and that's how I'm able to sustain my life. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah. Now I can always get, if I have that inkling of not feeling that way, I get myself back there. Cause I mean, yeah, you know, not everybody gets to live their dreams. So.
Very true. Well, wonderful. Would you be willing to share another song with us?
I'd love to. This is another song from Balanced on the Rail, and Kitty Riley and I co-wrote the whole entire song. I had had this song in my mind and had been working on it for about a year prior to bringing it to her. And she definitely was the catalyst that helped me get it finished. So thank you, Kitty, if you're listening. And this is called Legends.
Driving to Des Moines on an easy springtime day, I heard the news, April rain had turned to gray. Doves were flying, we were crying, beginning of the end. A generation lost a legend. Legends come, legends go, seem to give us soul. So we light another flame, singing life, please stay the same. All good things they end, hopes, dreams, and anthems. We wonder why we're left with only the legends. A trail of stardust covered us as I traveled home. Couldn't bear the sadness of losing ground control. Maybe he was better off on a final flight, floating out of life on a different star tonight. Legends come, legends go, seem to give us soul. So we light another flame, singing life, please stay the same. All good things they end, hopes, dreams, and anthems. Wonder why we're left with only the legends. Wonder why we are left with only the legends. October that left none of us untouched, with hurricanes and firestorms, even wildflowers crushed. The king of song let us belong with a soundtrack for lies. But once again we lost a legend. Legends come, legends go, seem to give us soul. So we light another flame, singing, life, please stay the same. All good things, they end. Hopes, dreams, and anthems. Wonder why we're left with only the legends. Wonder why we are left with only the legends. Wonder why we are left with only the legends.
Jill Cohn live in studio on Express Yourself at KD&K, and we are out of time. Jill, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Performing tonight at Marble Distilling in Carbondale. The album is out now. It's called Balanced on the Rail, and that one, Legends, right there. Thank you so much for sitting in the studio today and sharing your music with us.
My pleasure, Gavin. Thanks for having me.